Wanted, fresh kidneys for 600 New Zealanders waiting for a life-saving kidney donor. Hello, I'm David Steamson. South Auckland has the highest number of people with severe renal disease, but it also has the lowest proportion of kidney transplant operations. Maori, Samoan and Cook Island Maori are the most common groups of people with what's called end-stage kidney disease. What's more, the number of sufferers is growing, so a national campaign is being launched this month in Māngere to get more people to donate a kidney. I've been talking to some of the people involved.
You should be curled up into a little ball on a gurney.
This is Charlie Heruini. For many hours a day, you'll find him sitting at his dialysis machine, connected by tubes through a fistula on his left arm, so his blood can be cleansed. That's the job his failed kidneys can no longer do. Charlie here was a vigorous fellow just 5 years ago when he was diagnosed with kidney disease.
I was actually playing a lot of sport. One day I played a game of touch. During that game, I felt really sick. So I had to sort of slope off to the side of the field, and I vomited. What I vomited was not normal. I actually freaked out. But being a male, I left it for another 6 weeks before my wife dragged me to the hospital. And over that 6 weeks, I stopped eating. I was constantly vomiting during the day, at least twice a day.
Charlie Heruini is one of almost 2,500 people in New Zealand who need renal dialysis. The average life expectancy is 4 to 5 years. There are almost 200 people like Charlie waiting for a donor in the county's Manukau health area, all of them with a tale to tell, like Charlie.
I told my doctor the symptoms. She looked at me and said, "You're not lactating, so you're not pregnant." I said, "Yay." I went that same day for the blood test. The next day I was still working, trying to. They finally got a hold of me that afternoon. Please get yourself to the hospital. I walked into the doctor's surgery and they said, "Are you sure that you should be curled up into a little ball, you know? Right. You shouldn't be walking." I said, "This is me." So I'd pull ID and my body was fighting back. From then on, I was just tested, bloods taken, and from there I actually went downhill. Felt worse than what I've ever felt. Their life had changed, I suppose.
It's kind of a silent condition, really, and until an All Black gets it, nobody's really heard about it.
This is Dr. Mark Marshall, kidney specialist and executive in charge of the Live Kidney Donation Aotearoa project to be launched next week.
People just trudge on as best they can to keep their lives going, to keep jobs going, mortgages paid, family stuff, kids growing up, you know, and they just trudge along.
And the Pacifica Māori community?
Pacifica and Māori are around about 55-60% of everybody on dialysis.
Do you know why that is?
I think there's a propensity for folks from those ethnic groups to actually get end-stage kidney failure. If you've got a history of dialysis in your family, it's quite a strong predictor of you actually ending up on dialysis. There are much higher rates of diabetes, higher rates of obesity. There's less access to healthcare.
Mentally, it played havoc on my mind. I was basically thrown into dialyzing. And we were in a room and there were people with missing limbs, blind. And my wife and I were looking at each other and we just broke down.
And
yeah.
What difference does the actual dialysis make to you, how you feel every time?
Once I've done dialysis, you're still a little bit down, but you maybe a few hours later, you sort of pick up and life becomes better.
Meet Paul Summer. 22 years ago, at the age of 38, he was the fortunate recipient of someone else's kidney and still looks fighting fit today.
In my mid-20s, I had some blood tests done one day and they came back. The doctor says, "Oh, something not right here." And apparently my kidneys were not functioning as they should do. So from then, for the next 12 years or so, I was going into hospital every 6 months to have checkups. I had a lot of tests done, and these showed that I had chronic kidney failure. It didn't faze me at all. I just got on with life, and I didn't think about the future. dialysis was way out in the future there somewhere. And then very suddenly it affected me. So soon after that, I was taken into hospital and I had a catheter put in, and I went on peritoneal dialysis. That was in July of that year. And again, I just took to it pragmatically. I just didn't let it get too much into my life. And obviously, it was a big part of my life because I had to dialyze four times a day, every day. And then exactly 1 year to the week, I get a call at 10 o'clock at night from the hospital. We have a kidney for you. So I had the operation. It worked very, very quickly. I could feel my body responding. And that was the most beautiful sensation in my life. I could just feel my body getting stronger. Senses that I had lost, had forgotten about, came back to me. And it was a beautiful feeling.
Dr. Mark Marshall again.
Pacifica and New Zealand Māori are the bulk of New Zealand's dialysis patients, but they're only around about, say, 15% of New Zealand's transplant patients.
So and why is that?
If you have a patient who's a Pacifica patient, for instance, the likelihood of their family being fighting fit and healthier and free of diabetes and all that sort of stuff is less so than, say, John Kerwin's or something, you know?
So they can't donate.
We're very careful about who we ask to donate. Our first rule is first do no harm. It's generally a very safe procedure, and we don't allow anybody to donate who might get themselves into trouble down the track. We wouldn't let somebody, for instance, with diabetes and obesity, give a kidney.
So what do you want? You want more people to think about this?
We want more people to think about it, and
specifically in the Pacific Amara community?
Yes, but in every community. This is something where there's more of an issue in those communities. It's all tied up with family values and religion, and you know, it's complicated. It's not a straightforward sort of thing. Some people will still be worried about the perceived taking of a kidney from somebody else.
So what do you need, Charlie? You tried your family, have you, and friends?
Yeah, I've still got a few family that are thinking about it, so it's positive, ever hopeful. I have had an uncle, and he's actually stepped forward and said he would like to get tested. But it's more me looking at him, thinking, okay, you can get tested, but I don't think he might probably need it more than I would. I was actually brought up by my grandparents, and they had those views that your body was sacred. So when you passed away, everything went with you to the ground. But I think as the generations are getting on, we're tending to lean to, okay, we can still believe that, but we can also believe in helping. So there is, it's starting to happen.
How well can you live if you're a donor? How well can you live on one kidney?
As long as you're picked correctly and we're the guardian of that, you can live very, very well. In Counties Manukau, we have had the odd GP tell people, no, don't donate a kidney, it's really bad for you. And we've had church leaders in particular sort of make some quite pejorative comments about kidney donation. And these sorts of people put a lot of noise in the atmosphere when we're trying to actually get something done constructively. So this project is to fill some gaps. There's not enough information out there which speaks to people. It speaks to some people, but not to everybody, and particularly not to groups who actually need it to be spoken to. Māori and Pacifica. When they're sitting with a clinician of one sort or another, the clinician sounds like they're speaking in tongues, and you actually need something to speak beside them to sort of help translate that information into practical everyday things. We're trying to help people ask. It's difficult to ask family members for $100, let alone a kidney.
Some re-education required.
Re-education, I'm hoping it's education that sticks. I'm hoping it's something which just gets embedded in people's operating manual for life. This is for every human being with kidney failure in this country. So the more the merrier, from my point of view.
The Live Kidney Donation Project has been funded by the Ministry of Health, and it's being run jointly by Counties Manukau Health and the Kidney Society of Auckland. Health Minister Tony Ryle launches it on Tuesday, and in the end it's hoped that it'll better educate people in general and the families of those with kidney disease in particular, to encourage them and others to give generously. Not money, but a kidney. This is David Stimpson.